Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Follies, dedicated to the memory of and the honor of Joseph Arion on the Inner Sight. Live. All right, men. Line up. Now, remember, you're a product now of the United States Army. Hey, Captain, when they ring the food bell around here, food bell, he says. Is that
food
all
bell,
you think of? Food bell? Well, I don't have to listen to no chowderhead sergeant, do I? Chowderhead? What's your name, sonny? Troop Tyreen. Well, listen, Tyreen. Chowderhead? Is that what you... That's what I said, Chowderhead. Did you mean it? Yes, I did. The fight is at 9 o'clock, boys, behind the barn. All right. Who started it? What's going on here? I respectfully decline to answer, sir. Under the grounds that it might bury me.
No.
Well, you better answer or I'll bury you. Soldiers fight, sir. Soldiers fight, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Carry on. All right, inner sight. We don't want any soldiers fight. We don't want any fight. We want peaceful
That's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I had enough of that fighting
No
stuff.
Fighting, please.
Violence
no.
And all that. Some guy put up a sign at the, I think it was the mayor of Washington. Put up a sign that Black Lives Matter. Well, hell,
no,
all lives matter, not just black lives.
Right.
I mean, come on, is that a? Now I don't know, but is that a prejudice remark?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I didn't like that.
Could
honestly.
Be.
I wish.
I, mean, I, don't
I
know.
Wish. I don't know either, but I'd say all lives matter. I'd
all
say
lives
human
matter.
Lives matter. Human lives
you know.
Matter. I think that's a better statement. Human lives matter. Human.
Yeah.
We're all human, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think
I mean,
we are.
Why
we believe
they
that,
say,
aren't we?
You know, better to say, get rid of the hatred.
Yeah, that's better.
Now, there's a line
I like
that applies to everyone.
To everybody, yeah. Or
instead of singling
let's
out,
solidarity. You know?
Yeah, instead of singling out a particular race.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, because that could be called prejudice.
Hatred.
But anyway, Inner Sight, this is the funnies, and let's see, we got the philosopher coming up. We got the Louis the Lip.
Louis, yay!
And we got... some Red Fox. We got some, just some honeymoons. I don't know. We'll see whatever pops up.
Last night, officially, 300 people were arrested because the curfew was extended. I just saw it pop up on my screen. Just wanted to inform you.
Well, people should respect the law more.
But, by the way, that wasn't on a true sign. It was written on the ground, I think, they said. And then they put it on a sign, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Mr. Trump is doing a good job. He got. Did you read the job report? How everybody, all these people didn't lose their jobs in May?
Mm.
Jumped up. Over a couple of million, I think. And he says by the end of the year or so, all the jobs will be back.
I hope so.
I believe he could do it if they let him.
Well, my husband got called back by the union.
Well, there
but
you
doesn't
go.
Mean, well, wait, he did get called back by the union, but it doesn't mean that he got his old job back. It just means that they're calling him back.
Yeah,
to,
he's got
some kind of
a job.
Some kind of a job, yeah. Well,
all right.
Here's the thing. We hope he's not back at the poop plant.
Well, who knows? Inner Sight
no,
has
serious.
A job. Yeah. We have the job of acting stupid on Friday night and making people laugh or, I don't know, goof around, you know. Well, Monday, they're supposed to open up the subways in New York City.
He's afraid of one thing, I'll tell you, is all those, you know, all the protesters. That's what he's afraid of, truthfully, to be, you know, seriously. He's afraid of, you know, going in and everybody being, him being
who's
shackled
afraid?
Up with
who,
all the other...
Clarify, what are you talking about?
My hubby. Well, I'm more afraid for him, more or less.
He's
you know why? Because
of
if he goes... not the protesters, but him being taken in with all the other protesters. Could you see him, you know, an older man being taken in with all the other protesters? I don't think it would be such a good thing.
Well, the protesters
you know?
Usually come out at night, see?
That's it, and he leaves there usually if he does go back into the city, back to the poop plant area, which we don't know still if he is or he isn't. He takes a while to get back home, so he won't be back till kind of late.
No,
so,
I don't know.
We'll
but,
he leaves at 4 a.m. and he comes back late. So
you can't live your life in fear. You got to live your life.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What he said. So just say and pray.
That's the main thing.
Man.
All right, in a sec, give me some. give me
all
some
right,
Jackie Gleason music.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, honeymoon,
all
honeymoon.
Right. All right, all right. All right, where is it?
Here we go, in a sight live.
All right, my eyes, here we go.
Round the world.
All right, here we go.
All right, Ralph, come on, let's go. We're going to be late. Are we going bowling or not? We're going bowling, but we're not going bowling. Well, wait a minute. You better make up your mind. You got me all confused. What do you mean we're not going? Well, listen. Alice thinks I'm going bowling, but I'm going to fool her. I'm not going bowling. I'm going to hide right around here and see what she's up to. Ah, wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute. You don't mean to tell me that you're going to spy on your wife, do you? Do what any sensible man would do. Set up a dictaphone in the room. Would you leave me alone? I don't want to lose her, Norton. How could she look at another guy with me around? Yeah, looking at you is like being with three guys. Gosh! All right. Come on, get your bowling ball. I'm going bowling now, Alice. Go to Alice, be nobody in the park. Ah! Would you shut up? Give it away.
Ooh. Oh yes, Mr. Flattering, come on in. My husband's not here.
Oh, well, I usually like to get the approval of the husband, you know. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, we can make this apartment look very, very nice. Wallpaper and some beautiful colors and some Venetians and curtains. It's all free from Dowser's department store. You see, we want to set up a campaign to show that what you can do, a little creativity, a lot of creativity and a little money.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, now, let's see. When can I come back and bring in the interior decorators? Oh, well, let's see. My husband goes to work in the morning, so you just, look at this. Your husband goes to work in the morning, huh? You want to get rid of him, huh? Well, I'll show you. Now listen, you vagabond. In 5 minutes, you won't be able to put your hat on. Your head will be too swollen or out the door. Ralph, what are you doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What are you doing? Behind my back. Now get out. Get out. Ralph, you don't know what you've just done. We were going to get the whole place decorated for free from Dowser's department store. Free. I was going to do it for your birthday. Hey, Ralph. Still want to go bowling? Get out! Come on. All right, Alice. All right. I did it again with my big mouth. I got a big mouth, Alice. All right, in a sight. And the frolics around the world. Let's see. What's the funniest thing that ever happened in the world? There's a question. You want to call in? 213-816-1650. What's the funniest thing that ever happened that you ever heard of? Or
that happened to me?
In general. In general. Who's talking to you? I'm talking to the world.
The world? I don't know. World, what is the funniest thing that happened to you? I don't know.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened in the world? I think it was years ago when Orson Welles was on the radio, see?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And he said, we're being invaded by Martians.
Yes.
And everybody took it seriously.
Yes, they did.
And that was so funny. And people went down to the basement to hide, and they went into the woods or whatever they did.
But
one guy
did say it was a dramatization, but they didn't take it seriously, I think, right?
No, people took it seriously. One guy left his wife and said, I'll see you. I got to get out of here.
But
I don't want. I don't like
Martians.
What?
Didn't they say it was a dramatization on the radio program?
Yeah, he dramatized it on the radio and people took it seriously.
That's crazy.
I think that was one of the funniest things to me anyway, but I don't know.
It would have been funny to me, yeah, that they took it so seriously.
If other people have ideas of funny things, call us up.
I think that would be funny, yeah. If somebody took it.
All right.
Wasn't around then, but.
It was a long time ago, back in the 1940s, I think it was.
Well, I wasn't around then.
But they did that. All right,
Inner Sight,
live around the world. And let's see. Oh, we're on television, by the way, Wednesday night, Channel 20, 8:30, Long Island. Check it out. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11. That comes on the Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You want to check that out. 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Inner Sight. And we're here every night fooling around, 8 to 9. On Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the Big East, the Kita Rescue. Little bad, Akita. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And Saturdays, I hope they're getting back to normal. Saturdays is adoption day up at the Akita Rescue. Toms River,
cool.
New Jersey. Go in there and adopt the sweet Akita.
No.
If it bites you, then you know it's not sweet. All right.
No, it's not.
Inner
it
sight.
Doesn't like you.
Yeah. Inner Sight reminds you, Big East Akita Rescue. Let's see, 609-388-7004. That's the phone number. Big East Akita Rescue.org. All right, around the world, Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. And I don't know when the real estates are going to be allowed to open, but the subway will be open Monday, they say. So they say.
Are you going to go on?
But I'm not going down there Monday. Mm-hmm. I got to give them a chance to get acclimated. See? They got to get ready for the big appearance of Inner Sight and Perino. See, we gotta keep them waiting. Keep them waiting. Whatever happened to that guy with the dog?
Oh yeah.
Talking about the petition.
Second stimulus check.
Where is he?
No, you're waiting for the second stimulus check.
Oh no, I'm waiting for the subway to get acclimated.
For you?
See what happens.
Oh.
All right,
okay.
Inner Sight.
Now, I got something.
And
for you.
Good
remember
Mojo
before?
Print. Quiet.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and a couple of our friends, TuroLawCenter.com. Now, what are you babbling about?
I just needed to say something. I said something a little off before, and I realized it. Remember when I said, you know, people causing the... I meant to say something else. I said, and then I realized it afterwards. You know, the protesters causing it. I meant to say the
protesters causing what?
Crime.
What's it?
Let me finish. I said the people causing the crime in the name of the protesters. That's what I meant to say. I said it awkwardly.
Oh, yeah.
Before. Yeah, that's what I
meant. Yeah, they were talking
to say.
About that on the news, that certain groups, according to the news, sent out people to agitate, and to vandalize, and that's what Trump didn't stand for and he doesn't like.
Right, exactly. I said it just so awkwardly before and I realized that I'm like, that's not what I meant to say. So that's what I meant. I had to correct myself. So I wanted to.
Well, I'm only, I don't want to get into this because this is a folly, but I'm only against protesting when they don't offer and propose
a solution. Correct.
Just to get out there and say certain things, that's fine. We all know it. But what's the solution? That's the thing.
That's right.
Inner Sight has proposed a solution. If you listen to the show all week, you heard it, or you can hear it in the archive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are proposing solutions, not just talking here, you know?
That's right.
All right, around the world, where are we? Let's see, Inner Sight and Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 516-798-1555, Beccaro's, Massapequa Park, New York. And hopefully they'll be back in business soon. Gee, I feel bad for all the people, all the business people and all the others who can't get back into business.
That's
who
true.
Lost their place.
That's
those
true.
Are the people that need help. Anybody out there, by the way, who has a business, and if you'd like to try to revive it, call in a site. I was talking to a friend of mine, Eyewitness News, the other day, and they're doing stories on business people who are trying to restart their business. So if you call us, we talk with you, maybe we can work something out, you know. You can help us, we can help you.
Guess so.
Intersight, the phone number is 631-224-3090. Or you can email us at intersight@pmtmail.com. No attachments. It's a voice system. All right? So anybody out there, we offer our help. And hope you can get your business going. All right. Intersight Follies around the world. And how about the Able News? Can you handle that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. All right. Able is the newspaper for and by and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign up petitions, nursing home, and the service dog school. And as soon as Senator Boyle opens his office, I'll be there. Talk about signs. Get my sign made up. All right, let's see. Around the world, Intersight, maybe we'll have a Jimmy Dinigan story coming up.
Oh, no, not him
again. Pounding around. Oh, you shut up.
No,
can't even say the guy's name, and he's pain in the ass.
You bring Jimmy with us.
All right. Try to get Jimmy Dinigan. The day he had his fight with Kenny Randolph. I heard he wound up in jail. All right, Intersight. Let's see what else we got. Oh, give me a little. Give me some Red Fox music.
Mhm. Okay. Hold on.
What's wrong with you, Grady? I got the heebie-jeebies.
The what?
I got the heebie-jeebies, Lamont. I think I caught them from Cousin Emma. Cousin Emma? What are you talking about?
Well, Cousin Emma came down from St. Louis to visit your father, and your father wasn't home, so I had to let her in.
Yeah, hi, I'm Cousin Emma. I come down from St. Louis to help you out. Fred told me to come and help you. I'm gonna do all the cooking and the cleaning and everything else. You're not going to believe what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, Cousin Emma, are you a good cook?
Of course I'm a good cook. I used to cook for the Army.
The Army? Mm-hmm. You was in the Army?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the uniform with the hat and the gun and everything.
Well, what happened?
Well, I made a mistake, see?
You made a mistake? Well, what'd you do?
I pointed the gun the wrong way.
The wrong way? You pointed the gun the wrong way, and what happened?
Well, a good thing it wasn't loaded, because the sergeant was standing right there. He jumped up in the air. He said, "Oh, my God."
Well, I'm going to fix you a nice breakfast tomorrow morning. You like pancakes?
Oh, yeah. With sausage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And amarella pie?
Yeah, amarella pie. Yeah, and orange juice and all kinds of goodies on the side with potato chips.
potato chips. I love potato chips. Hey, Grady, what's going on, man? Cousin Emma, she said she's going to fix us some breakfast tomorrow morning. A big country-style breakfast that I never had in my whole life, Lamont. Yeah. Well, I'm hungry right now. What we got to eat? Oh, I fixed you some nice fried chicken. Well, I got it in the refrigerator. See, where's that fried chicken? Hey, what happened to my fried chicken? Where'd you put it, Grady? I had it right here on the third shelf with my potato salad and my collard greens and everything else. All the food is gone. Well, where's Cousin Emma? Cousin Emma's gone, too. That did it. I knew it. She's a vagabond. A waterbond? A vagabond. Well, I don't know about her being a vagabond, but she sure is a crook. She stole our food. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of Daniel Westberg and Webster and the devil. When the devil come in and stole all the food. That's it, Grady. You got it right. You mean Cousin Emma's the devil? I don't know, Lamont. But I'm not letting her back in here again. I'm going to wait till your father gets home. Let him deal with it. All right, that's the story of Cousin Emma. And it's funny how they got rid of her, see?
Yeah.
Lamont and Grady, they dreamed up this scheme where they were itching all over, you know, and scratching and itching and told her, we got the itch. Yeah, Cousin Emma, we got the itch. You better make sure you go upstairs and take a bath with that lye soap.
Oh, I'm getting out of here. I'm not staying here. I'll see you later.
They got rid of her. It worked.
Got rid of her good.
It worked. Cousin Emma went out the door and back to St. Louis.
That's right.
All right, in a sight, where are we going? I don't know.
I
want to go down to, I want to go down to Pennsylvania.
I know you do.
Goof around, you know, chase girls.
Right.
Oh, I told my girlfriend, I said, now that the virus is over, I can go out and date again.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
She said she's going to get the biting buzzard after me.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
The biting buzzard is going to chase me.
The biting buzzard.
There it is.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they said with this virus, you know, nobody was allowed to date. Well, how can you take a girl out on a date when you're afraid you're going to get it? I mean, you want to get it, but you don't want it the way they're going to get it. You want to get it the way you want it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I admit that.
So you can't take a girl out with the virus, and then she's got to wear the mask. Did you ever try to kiss a girl with a mask on? Holy smokes!
You can't really kiss her.
Well,
that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, and then you have the mask, and she has the mask. You take her out on a date.
Cut a hole in the middle. That defeats the purpose of the mask.
Take her out on a date, and you gotta keep your distance. You know, you talk about social, but you gotta keep distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy. So
I wonder. Yikes.
I wonder how many people broke up because of the virus. There's a statistic I'd like to get.
That'd be a fun statistic.
You know, because you can't
socially
you can't
distance
date.
And date.
I know.
We actually have.
I know of one, at least one person who broke up with his girlfriend because of the virus. She found another guy. Hopefully he doesn't have the virus.
Yeah.
Well, they should have, I don't know, they should have created some kind of a chamber.
Yeah.
That's it. A chamber.
They had this
Send
scope,
a truck
right?
around. Send a truck around with a chamber where you can take your date and not get the virus. That is, somebody could have made a lot of money on that. Remember?
No, they had this joke now. They made this condom for the whole entire body now.
that's stupid.
Isn't it? But they made it as a joke, you know. They had it online. You know, they come up with these crazy things online, you know.
I like the idea of a truck.
I like
with
that better.
With a chamber.
Like a
you want to go out on a date, you know, $200. You spend the evening in this chamber, and it's virus-proof. Of course, the only thing
what?
Is you hope that they're
like
telling
that?
You the truth.
Well, guess what? Who has something like that? The Pope. The Popa. He has something like that. The Pope? He has a chamber. He has a bulletproof chamber.
With a truck?
Yeah.
Bulletproof?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of a religious person is that? Jesus never had bulletproof.
He has a bulletproof. When they went to kill the... I swear.
I thought he's supposed to be like Jesus.
This was when Saint God, please help me. Well, now he is a saint anyway. John Paul, whatever that Pope.
Who's John
had
Paul?
John Paul, the Pope, John Paul, whatever.
Oh,
I can't remember the name of the Pope.
Pope.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, what about him?
When he had the attempt on his life.
Attempt on his life. Doesn't he want to go to heaven?
Not quicker than later. So then they had a
See, that's phony. Jesus had plenty
of
attempts on...
They had a bulletproof.
Jesus...
The Italian... government had and him had a bullet they said oh he said okay to a bulletproof vehicle made
no I got the biting buzzard I don't need bulletproof but Jesus never had bulletproof he walked through all of them swords and everything fire everything
but he's Jesus he's different
you're supposed to follow Jesus you follow Jesus you don't use bulletproof.
You don't need bulletproof. There's a difference.
No. But it's the proof right there. He doesn't follow Jesus. He follows Constantine. And if you don't know who that is, look him up.
I know who Constantine is. That's
Constantine.
Why I'm laughing.
That's who the Pope follows. All right. We follow in a sight around the world. And 213-81...
He follows the sword.
213-816-1650.
How to say that?
I don't know if he has a sword. People don't have swords no more, do they?
No.
Some people might.
Some might, yes.
Crazy. Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Yes, we have
Maureen.
And we have Louis. Who do you want? Well, Maureen's been on a long
Louis's
while.
On. Well, Louis
and
came on.
Maureen's been on a long while.
Does Maureen want to say something? She in the queue?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Maureen.
And
in a sight with the biting buzzard.
Uh-huh. Okay, here she comes.
Live around the world. Hello.
Hello. How are you two tonight?
Hello, darling.
good day.
What's up?
Yeah, my mom doesn't have the virus anymore.
Yes, it's so cool.
Mhm. It's all gone from in her, so that's good. She tested negative twice.
Yay.
She lost 13 pounds, though.
Oh, my, my.
Wasn't she a little overweight?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't she a little overweight?
No, she was. Oh, you know that whole thing that went on with the 10 pounds? That was not right. I knew that. No, she was just regular. She was just regular, but she lost like 13 pounds now. Yeah, we got that straightened out about the 10 pounds in 6 months. We got that whole thing straightened out. But, yeah, so, because I'm not there to give her her food that she likes.
Aw.
You know? She doesn't like the nursing home foods in any nursing home, even though
nobody
the ones here
does.
Are better.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
I know. So I wasn't there.
I used to
even the rats won't
Chinese
eat
food.
When they throw it out.
I used to
They're
order Chinese
smart.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I used to bring her stuff from home, and then
yeah.
I'd go down to the nice cafe they have. The cafe she liked, her turkey
yeah.
burgers and her Philly's cheesesteak and all and things
yeah.
like that. So,
why can't
so now I've
bring
been bringing
downstairs?
Her.
Hello, but now it's closed.
Stop
probably.
Interrupting.
Yeah, it's closed. So, and even if
yeah.
it was open, they weren't going to be running down to get her stuff, you know. But
yeah.
it is closed, but So anyway, I've been dropping off, she wanted her cake the other night, she told the nurse. I dropped off a new supply of honey buns and her little mini muffin chocolate chip mini muffins that she likes and some in shore today. So I can't go in to see her. I leave it, you know, the guard comes out and then they bring it up. They have to wipe
get
everything
some,
down with alcohol.
Excuse me, get her some Fig Newton cookies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she probably would like them. She used to have them sometime. Yeah, I have to do
Fig
that
Newton,
next time.
Remember those?
Yeah,
yeah
I
love
do.
Them.
I do.
Remember the old chocolate
yeah.
Graham crackers?
I love them, too.
They're fatten
oh,
you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
chocolate
loves her
Graham.
Lemon Oreos.
M&M's.
She loves her.
Oh, M&M's. Yeah. Those are fat.
Some of the old candy we used to have. Chuckles.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Chuckles.
Oh, you like Chuckles?
Oh, she
Chuckles.
Used to
really?
Love those.
You like Chuckles?
Chuckles.
Wow.
Yeah,
me
Chuckles.
Too.
Chuckles
yeah,
are good.
Yeah, Chuckles.
They're very fun.
All right, so
when
are they going to when are they gonna allow people to visit? Did they tell you?
They
not. Well, there's only
not.
Three people in the nursing home who still have it. The rest don't have it. So it's looking good, but it probably won't be for another few weeks till the governor gives the okay.
Well, we're
government.
Still, there's
no,
nobody in our nursing home that has it, and they won't let anybody visit. Nobody.
Wait, say that.
If
is
the
it,
governor,
how many people have it?
If the governor gave the okay, we'd be okay. The only thing that's wrong with that, the governor's not okay.
That's it.
No.
Go and
our
figure it out.
Our nursing home is clear.
Uh-huh.
It. And they
oh.
won't let anybody visit.
They still won't. No. He has to give
yep.
the okay, I guess, in whatever phase it is. How come next week we start phase one here in the city, right? Now, everybody else, it's 14 days, but phase two won't be starting till the first week of July. Why is that longer than every, you know what I mean? It's, everything
I
here
know.
It takes forever. By the time we get the okay, God forbid it'll be back again. Hopefully
now,
it won't
what is this
back.
Phase one? Does anybody know?
Phase one is when you have to be 14 days without any positive tests.
But I don't
what?
Remember what exactly.
Wait a minute.
Days.
How do you know somebody's 14? How do you know somebody's 14 days without a positive test? You don't know that.
Well, that's
they
what I always
them.
Said. This testing makes no sense to me because what if you tested on Monday? And you don't have it, and you get it on Wednesday. This, to me, I can't figure out this testing. And now de Blasio wants us all to be tested in the city. Well, I mean, I'm going to get tested before I go to see her anyway, and we may have to follow.
I'm not going near those places. That's where you catch it.
No, but I mean, I'm going to go see my mom, but, you know, we might have to be.
I'm
going to
get tested because I think I was exposed to it because I was in the hospital and I was in the freaking nursing homes. Honestly, but I'm
I
not going to get treated.
Wait a minute. Is that phase one, the positive testing? What about opening things?
No,
isn't
phase one is opening things. Construction and manufacturing, things like that. That's what's going to
yeah.
open, like construction
yeah,
things.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
I thought we were in phase two now.
You're in phase two on Long Island, but the city hasn't even gotten to one yet till Monday.
I don't think we're in phase two.
No? I thought you were going into phase two, no?
I think
no,
the politicians
think
are in phase 10.
No, I don't think downstate is in phase
mentally
phase
deranged.
Two. I think upstate is in phase two.
Well, New Jersey seems to be ahead, going ahead with everything, but they still have people dying a lot. They still have people going in a lot. I don't know how
they know what they're talking about, honestly.
I know. They really don't.
Well, people are always going to die. You're not going to stop that.
Yeah, but I think, Frank, that, you know what? I'm going to say something. I believe the powers that be who have the money planted a lot of this. This is what I feel. I'm really starting to feel it. More and more. Because think about what's happening with the protests. Okay? Mm. Not many of the protests, okay, are there. You have the regular protests that are from the people who are with, you know, regular protests. And then you have people, for George Floyd. Then you have these planted protests that are breaking and vandalizing. And you'll find bricks planted places where people aren't, you know. I feel it in my bones. I keep telling everybody, I feel it in my bones. And I have that feeling. I told everybody from the beginning about COVID. I had a really bad feeling of it. I still do.
Right. Do we really know who's planting these bricks? I mean, you know. You know what I mean?
No, they're saying they're finding graffiti already on the police vehicles.
I know. Yeah, I know, but how do we know who's actually the ones planting them? You know what I mean?
No, we don't.
You know?
Not yet. I think they're looking into it. Because they're being outed and they're being exposed because the vehicle's already there.
You know, it's just,
you
know, you
with
don't
the
know
graffiti all over it before the protesters arrive.
No.
Well, you may never know. The answer to a lot
We're never going to know the whole, not in our lifetime anyway, unless it comes out, you know.
Yeah.
It probably won't all come out till
I think
50
it
years
will.
From now.
I think it will, trust me. I think it will.
Yeah,
all
it
right,
in
sight. I think we need a new virus.
It will, worry. There'll be another.
No, we need a virus that's good, not bad. A good virus. We had a bad virus, supposedly. Now we need a good virus.
Right. Sorry about that, Maureen. I accidentally hit it.
That's what we need, the complete opposite.
Yeah, we do.
A good virus.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
we ought to create a good virus.
Right. That's a good idea.
To counter the bad virus.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The brotherly love virus. There it is.
There you go.
Inner sight creates it. The brotherly love virus.
Hey,
oh, my brother, I love you, man. Get away from me, you son of a bitch. What'd you say? Wait a minute. I told you I love you. Yeah, but I don't want to hear that. You don't love me. You just love my money. What money?
No.
You ain't got no money. I want my daddy's money.
Oh,
no. I thought he got out of here with the virus. All right, give me a little rest. Maureen, anything else?
No, that's it. Have a nice weekend,
we
guys.
Got
take
Louie,
care.
Though,
thanks.
Don't forget.
Yeah, give me a little red fox, and then we go to Louie.
Okay.
Red fox on Inner Side Live.
More red fox? Okay.
What?
More red fox?
What about Gary?
Okay.
Hey, lady, come on in. Sit down. I got a good idea, see? How we gonna make some money. Yeah. Hey, Fred, did you hear about all that riot and stuff and all that? Yeah, ain't that terrible? I tell you, man, all those people. You hear about that white guy who beat up the white guy? Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, well, people think all black people are bad. That ain't true. Ain't true. But look here, we're gonna go down to the when all these white people going out and rioting now and we're gonna do grab. What's that? Smash and grab. See, we don't smash. We just grab. We don't smash, we just grab. What are you talking about, Fred? Well, look here, you follow me. We go down by the where all these white people are rioting, see? And they're smashing, some of them smashing the window. And when they smash the window, we grab. You
no.
think I'm going to go down there and grab and get in the middle of that? You crazy. I'm not doing that. You smart, Grady. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's gonna get in trouble. I ain't getting no trouble. The white people's the one that started it by beating up on that black boy, that black kid. Yeah, no reason to beat him up just because he squirted a water gun at him. A water gun? Yeah, he squirted the water gun. He thought it was funny. And another guy punched him in the mouth. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. You know, but that's better than what some people are doing. They carry them guns and hurting people. They didn't hurt him. They only punched him in the mouth. And he lost his tooth, but the tooth was falling out anyway, so they helped him out by punching him in the mouth. Oh, no. Fred, what are you talking about? So now, with the riots, we got an opportunity to get a new television. You want a new television, Grady? Oh, yeah, I'd like to have a new television. Okay, will you let them smash, and then you grab. Grab after they smash. That's it. I'm not getting in this. Grady, don't go with him. You're going to get arrested, man. Oh, I need a new set. My set is all old and desecrated. Is what? Desecrated. Desecrated? What does that mean? I don't know, but it sounds terrible. So there you have it, folks. The turning of the tables. Yeah. In the old days, you know, we used to fight. You know what the biggest fight was? You punch the guy in the mouth, see? Give him a bloody lip. That was the biggest fight that you could have when I was a kid. Now, why don't they have that today? Not that I like fighting, but wouldn't that be a lot better? Two people come out with their bare fist. I'm going to punch you right in the mouth. Oh, yeah. You think who you are, don't you? Yeah. My mother told me to punch you right in the mouth, see? put your hands down. What? Put your hands down so I can see your mouth.
No.
You better tell your mother to leave town. You ain't punching me in the mouth, you stupid. Well, why not? That's what I'm supposed to do. See, if we had the old way of fighting back, you wouldn't have this violence, would you? That's what we need, the old way. All right, in a sight, is Louis still, is Louis still on the line?
Yes, hold on.
Well, let's get Louis
in
there.
Should be. Yeah, hold on.
In a sight.
Hey, Louis, here we go.
Louis the lip. Yeah, it's called a fat lip
Frank,
when you get
punched
in
the
mouth. Hey, Louis the lip.
That's
Did you ever
me,
get
Louis
punched
the
in the
speaking.
Mouth?
Say it again.
Did you ever get punched in the mouth?
No, thank you. I don't need no punch in the nose.
No.
Punch in the nose.
Mouth,
that's it.
He said.
No,
well,
don't
the
punch,
mouth.
Don't do that. No, no, no.
Don't do that. No.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Just busting my chops. And now this is my name is Louis Rivera talking to I spoke to Rocky and Bullwinkle a minute ago. He wants to take me to Frostbite Falls. Might see Boss Baranoff and Natasha dancing the night away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Give it to me straight, see?
Like
yeah,
Edward J.
Robinson.
Yeah, give it to me straight. Yeah, this is Bullwinkle talking on the phone.
Hey, Bullwinkle, how are you there, kid?
Hey, Bullwinkle.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, friend. You know, I was talking to Rocky, but we have a good day today, me and Rocky. We stop off at Frostbite Falls. We see Boss Baranoff and Natasha, you know, giving everybody love drops for free. You know, drinking tastes real good, like a CBD shoe.
That's pretty good, Lou.
That's
now, what
is right, that's right.
Enlighten me, Lou, because I never watched Bullwinkle. What was Bullwinkle, a dog?
No, Bullwinkle's a moose.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, a moose.
I was
a
just
big,
about to say that. But he's
a big moose?
Yeah.
No, the moose and a squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, a squirrel. I love squirrels.
Yeah,
yeah, the Rocky's a squirrel, a flying squirrel, and Bullwinkle's
oh,
a moose.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
They're moose
yeah.
and squirrel.
Oh, were
you
they friends?
Them a lot. They were pretty cool.
Yeah,
they
something
friends?
Like that, you know. Yeah, something like that. You know that you teach everything. Everything but the paperinos and the frolics on a Friday night, baby. You know.
All
hey,
right.
Frank, can
yeah.
I read Able News for a minute? I want to read it my way. You're going to love
okay.
this as a joke.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Able News
go
by
ahead.
Louis Rivera.
Hello, this is Louis Rivera talking through Intersex Holics. Able News is a newspaper in a country that in the and pictures of photos of those pretty ladies in the newspaper ad, and then I saw Bobby Casalvo and then Louis Rivera having love drops to give some to sharing love drops together. And meanwhile, I go to McDonald's. I had a Big Mac and fries. And I gave. Half to Buffy Casalva. She gave her a little quarter pounder. Gave her half. Ate it. And after
oh.
that, Able News gave Louis Rivera a chance to go to Buffy Casalva's house and give her a love drops. And they gave me big smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
Oh.
Smoochy.
Hey, P.S.
Smoochy.
Take a shower together.
Oh.
What?
What?
Where'd you get that from? That's not neighbor.
Yeah,
I
had
how'd that happen?
I wear my bathing suit.
Oh, all right.
Oh, did she wear hers?
Mona,
no,
wear
it won't fit me.
No, did she wear hers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Me,
oh, you went out in the sprinkler, you mean, together, in the sprinkler.
No, in the shower.
In the shower. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think you both fit in there.
Yeah, well, you'll be one at a time.
I don't know.
One at a time. That's it. Now you got it.
One at a time.
I got to put my shady glasses on before I go into the go to the top.
Shower, unless it's a really
big
shower.
Yeah. My bathtub got 5 minutes long, 5 minutes on the tub. That's all I did.
Oh.
All right. Hey, Louie, do you sing in the shower?
I whistle in the shower.
Oh, you whistle?
Oh, well, let me hear a little whistling from the shower. Give us a little whistle. Go ahead.
Yeah, give us a little rendition of your whistle. Oh, cool.
What are you doing? Turn the water off.
Turn the water off. Oh, jeez.
Louis Rivera whistling in the shower.
The two of you. Oh,
better put that on YouTube.
Goodness.
You make a lot of money with it. With the bathing suit.
With the baby. Oh, my jeez.
Okay, Buffy, you can come on out and dry yourself up.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
Whistling Louie Rivera.
Suzanne, I love you.
Love you too.
Love you too, Louie.
What's up with Gabriel?
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too, Louie.
What's the latest news? The latest trouble
Gabriel
has gotten in.
What's happening with Gabriel?
With the biting buzzard.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell me. You got 4 minutes left to tell me.
All right.
4 minutes and 20 seconds. Exactly.
Gabriel's happy that the virus is supposedly over.
Mm. So what did he do to make it over?
And the biting buzzard is visiting Gabriel to celebrate the end of the virus. See, so Gabriel went to a music concert, and the biting buzzard snuck in. And he was very, very agitated, shall we say, at this concert. And they were performing, a bunch of youngsters performing piano concertos, And Gabriel got very restless, and he got up. He got in the middle of the floor, and he started doing a dance. In the middle of the floor is a... He's doing the dance to the music, and the impresario, who is from, where is she from? I forget again. She's from Switzerland.
No?
What are you dancing in the floor like this in the middle of the show? What's the matter with you? Gabriel says, I can't sit still. I got an itch.
You'll
be scratching no itch here in the middle of a show. You don't do this. What's wrong with you?
I think I got the virus back.
Oh no, you got virus. Get them out. Where is your mask?
My mask. I gave it to a girl.
You gave the mask to the girl? What? You crazy? What's wrong with you?
Well, I just stand up because I gotta go to the toilet. I'm in the toilet.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the toilet. The biting buzzard helped me find the toilet. Over here, with the toilet.
You go in the toilet and do what you do, and then you get out. Don't you stay here no more in my concert.
I'm in the toilet. I'm in the toilet. Fighting buzzard. in a sight with Gabriel in the toilet.
Woo! I'm in the toilet in a sight.
You gotta laugh.
The biting buzzard is by the window. I'm in the toilet. We'll see you Monday, mad or glad, in the toilet.
You loser.
Good night, everybody. In the sight, I'm in the toilet. I like it in the toilet. I want to stay here in the toilet till Monday.
Oh,
in the
no.
toilet.
Oh, please, no.
I ran out of toilet paper. What am I going to do? I'm in the toilet.
Use your hands.
I'm in the toilet. Good night, everybody. On the side from the toilet. Good night, on the side.
Good night, everybody.
What's the phone number? 631-224-3090 in the toilet.
God.
Good night,
good night,
everybody. Call my mother. Tell her to get me out of the toilet.
Out of the window. Good night, everybody.
Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, freedom in the toilet.
Freedom from the toilet. Good night, everyone.